Well, it's the Ronettes in it, uh-huh. Be My Baby. Uh-huh. Possibly the best song ever recorded, I think. Then He Kissed Me, The Crystals, you know, classics.
He draws from Phil Spector in his sound and Roy Orbison in his singing. But those classics are only part of the contemporary croon of Finley Brown. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. In 2007, Yorkshire native Finley Brown released the album Separated by the Sea, which led one reviewer to call his vocal style both Simon and Garfunkel. Those were the former Boxer's folkier days, but on the new record, Love Will Find You, the songs get a whole new setting, soaring strings and lush, expansive production, sometimes gentle, but always intense in that classic wall of sound tradition. He pulled it off thanks to having a like-minded producer, and Finley told me more about the studio experience and the unusual writing process during a recent visit to FUV.
Most of the songs were written actually about a year ago when I broke my leg. I basically got run over by a taxi that I'd just got out of. The guy decided to reverse over me.
Where was this?
This was in London, England. And I'd tipped quite highly as well, so I was a bit confused about that. But I ended up staying with my sister because I lived on the 16th floor of a big block of flats at the time, and the lift was out of order. So it was like getting up and down there on crutches wasn't really my idea of fun. So I ended up staying at my sister's place in East London. Spent about 3 months laid out on the couch without any of my music there, without my vinyl and stuff. So I was just downloading a lot of music off iTunes, and I was listening to loads of doo-wop and early 60s music, rock and roll and Roy Orbison and Elvis and stuff. And I wrote pretty much the whole album then, around that time.
With a cast on your leg.
I see, yeah. Well, actually, I think it kind of made me a bit more present in a way, if that makes any sense. I was kind of laid in hospital thinking to myself, I should be quite depressed now, but actually I was almost in a state of joy because I think it really brought me into the moment.
You're going to change it. Everything around you rearranged. But you have got to be so strong.
Sound on the record, obviously inspired by some of the classic albums. You think of the Phil Spector wall of sound, and you think about the big orchestrations and horn sections. You clearly heard something in your head that you wanted your music to sound like. What was it like when you got into the studio to try to make that all happen?
Well, I recorded it with Bernard Butler, who used to be in Suede, and he'd done a project called McCalman and Butler. And he'd also worked with Duffy, so I knew that, you know, he was into that kind of big sound. And luckily, when I got in there, we both just wanted exactly the same thing. You know, we've got very similar tastes. And the thing we wanted to do was not try and make things quirky or turn things on their head. Kind of go with the emotion, go with the feeling. And, you know, if the song naturally wants to build in a place, you know, bring strings in, horns, whatever it kind of takes, you know, really run with it rather than try and fight against it, if you know what I mean.
You're an answer, so it seemed. Everything she ever wanted, you believe. This time
Finley Brown and Everybody Needs Love, recorded live at FUV. You can hear the whole interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.